Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for our panelists to tell you lies. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. You can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in Chicago. You can also play the daily Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me web-only quiz, and you can find out about getting for yourself the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me weekly podcast. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Michael Foley from St. George, Utah.
St. George. Now, where is that exactly?
St. George is about an hour and a half outside of Vegas.
Well, what do you do there?
Well, I work for a voice broadcasting company that helps people, mostly newspapers, send out pre-recorded messages on the phone. And most of the time we do it for forces of good, but every November or so we actually do sell our souls and help politicians.
You do robocalls.
Yeah.
Damn
the
you to hell.
Boo now.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, how do you sleep?
I don't know. You know, I
better than I did the week before the election. I'll tell you that right now, pal.
You're welcome.
Be that as it may, it's nice to have you with us, Michael.
Well, thank you.
Now, you're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Michael's topic?
Vengeance is mine, saith the Carl.
Where would the world be without revenge?
And if I might just add...
Without revenge, there'd be no Iliad, no Godfather, no Alanis Morissette. Well, this week we read a particularly creative bit of vengeance. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of people getting back at the one who has wronged them. Only one of these stories is true. Pick that real story. You will win our prize, Carl's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
All set.
Okay. First, let's hear a story of vengeance from Roxanne Roberts.
6 months ago, the wedding of wealthy Dallas socialite Pam Nicholson and oil heir Robert Garreau was abruptly canceled 1 week before the ceremony, with no explanation why they pulled the plug. The 400 wedding guests got their answer 2 weeks ago when they all received an engraved Christmas card from the ex-bride. The card's cover had a custom portrait by family friend artist Thomas Kincaid of the wedding's maid of honor, Shelley Williams, sitting on Santa's lap wearing nothing but a bra and panties. The inscription read, "The wedding was called off because my former best friend was sleeping with my fiancé. Who's on Santa's naughty list? Ho, ho, ho." Williams filed suit in Texas Superior Court last week for defamation of character. A lawyer for Nicholson said she should have thought about that before she slept with the groom.
Ho, 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 indeed, Roxanne. An accusatory Christmas card in Texas. Your next story of vengeance in the news comes from Charlie Pierce.
Best-selling author Michael Crichton has allegedly revenged himself upon Michael Crowley, a senior editor at the New Republic. Last March, Crowley wrote a scathing piece regarding the influence of an earlier Crichton novel and its skepticism concerning global warming in Washington policy circles. Crichton has responded in his latest novel by naming a very unsavory character who does extremely unsavory things after Crowley. Crowley stands by his story, and there seems to be no substance to the rumor in publishing circles that Crichton intends to exact further revenge in his upcoming sequel to his blockbuster Jurassic Park by naming a dinosaur the New Republic.
Michael Crichton takes vengeance in his latest novel, and your last story of revenge comes from Roy Blunt.
In 1974, a prominent Long Island plastic surgeon, Philip Gallant, disappeared, and no trace of him has ever been found. Now, true crime writer Burl McCallum has the whole story. According to McCallum's forthcoming book, A Twist of Face, the doctor was murdered by mobsters who had forced him at gunpoint to give their boss, Vincent Baby Clams Cucinato, a new face. Under protest, the surgeon worked his magic, and his thanks was a bullet. But murder will out, and along with it, in this case, revenge. When the swelling went down, Cucinato looked like a new man, all right, but with some special features. When he inhaled, he made a sound like a cricket. When he opened one eye, the other would shut. And his upper lip had been turned around. He had to shave his mustache on the inside. Before long, he too was whacked. "People got tired of being around the guy," said an informant.
So these are your stories. From Roxanne Roberts, a story of a jilted bride letting everyone know via a custom-made Christmas card who exactly had done her wrong. From Charlie Pierce, a very well-known author getting vengeance on a journalist by making his name into that of a very unsavory character. Or from Roy Blunt Jr., the story of a plastic surgeon getting vengeance from beyond the grave.
Wow. Well, the first one sounds a lot like a Jerry Springer episode. And then the last one, that's just hilarious. I'm going to have to go with the second one.
Well, you've chosen Charlie's story about Michael Crichton exacting his own particular kind of literary vengeance. Well, to bring you the correct answer, here's someone intimately involved with this story.
Well, I have to say I'm not a tremendous Crichton fan. A friend called me to alert me to this, and it's a hard thing to process. I mean, it almost seemed kind of surreal initially.
That was author Michael Crowley talking to Madeline Brand in NPR's Day Today about being the victim of Michael Crichton's vengeance. Congratulations, Michael. You got it right.
All right.
Well done.
Thank you.
You're into point for Charlie. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Fantastic.
And I am halfway to forgiving you for all those phone calls.
Thanks for playing with us today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.